producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be covering the latest event that will be used like Trayvon Martin to promote racial division in this country. And to make that the only issue, not the globalists that are literally deindustrializing the country and artificially creating a climate of poverty as a tool of social control. We will get into that today, but there is so many other important stories that we've got to get to. And yes, now Trayvon Martin's family attorney is to represent the slain Missouri teen. And Infowars.com has discovered tweeted photos taken by citizens in Ferguson, Missouri, of looters wearing Remember Trayvon Martin, Rest in Peace Trayvon Martin shirts. So the answer when the police questionably shoot an unarmed black teen is not to burn down grocery stores and convenience stores and people's houses and to burn up cars in your own neighborhood. The answer would be to get politically involved and go after the police department if they've been proven wrong. But doing stuff like this will only make the relations between the police and the black community that much worse. And this is just a little forte, a little hors d'oeuvre in the future of this nation, especially when the media like MSNBC and the White House only have race baiting and racial politics as their issues, because they're not delivering on any other front. They're not delivering jobs, they're not even delivering bigger welfare checks. They're just delivering collapse. And their own people that have gotten basically raised on welfare across the political spectrum are getting antsy or getting restless. And the answer is, let's just have a war with the police, which is only going to then have the police be driven into the arms of the feds, who are really globalists and have been occupied by the New World Order. They will then federalize the police, create federal command centers, militarize them, and then they will bait and switch and use the paramilitary police on gun owners, returning veterans, Christians, conservatives, libertarians. There's another photo in Paul Watson's article, confirmed by local news, to be Bradley fighting vehicles rolling out to be refitted for Homeland Security. People saw them rolling through the town last night as things were burning and were cheering the National Guard's here. Obama has sent them because they've been federalized. No, the governor didn't send them. The president didn't send them. The Bradley fighting vehicles are being sent for Homeland Security and NORTHCOM for the American people and gun owners. And Obama told the New York Times over the weekend, in an article published in the New York Times, he did the interview a week ago, and they reportedly going to put video out later in the interview as well, but it's text right now, that the number one threat to America is conservatives and extremist ideology that has, quote, taken over the GOP. Well, it is true. The libertarian, reality-based survival movement is taking over the GOP because the GOP leadership has sold out to the globalists, and so we're kicking these people out. Not just Eric Cantor, the march is on. And so this is the threat. The Tea Party is the threat to the globalists. Not that it's perfect, but it is real opposition. Doesn't want to bankrupt the country, doesn't want to take the guns, doesn't want to open the borders, doesn't want to fund Al-Qaeda. And so, they are coming after the American people. That's a Breitbart article. It's not Infowars.com or PrisonPod.com. I'm glad that Breitbart is finally reporting on when the, you know, the New York Times reports that they're preparing for war with people that don't engage in burning down buildings.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Monday edition, the 11th day of August, 2014. And we will be here for the next 3 hours live. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party and a leading patriot out there exposing how our churches have been federalized, how our churches have been seized, will be joining us to talk about the Hitlerian doctrine of Romans 13. And how the churches have been turned into engines of politically correct brainwashing. So he's going to be joining us in the second hour today for 30 minutes. In the last 30 minutes of the third hour, New York TV host and syndicated radio host Leinold, who was attacked along with myself and Matt Drudge last week by Keith Oberman and a bunch of other individuals for daring to question establishment orthodoxy. He's going to be joining us to talk about a whole bunch of important news issues and more today. And we will have open phones as well. In fact, I want to take phone calls for first-time callers today to discuss Obama's bombing of ISIS and what's really behind that, to get into the escalations in Ukraine, to get into a stack of news of more political correctness that is being deployed as an authoritarian blanket across the nation. Also, IBM has developed a functioning computer chip with 1 million neurons that, again, functions like a human brain. That's out of the Daily Mail. That integrates in with a story out of the Charlotte CBS affiliate. Report, robots will take over more jobs than they create. Yes, that's the big issue. That's how that's being set up and implemented. We're going to talk about some of the technocracy at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to get into the big developments with the rioting in Ferguson that's tied into the Obama race-baiting promotions via all the propaganda we've seen on MSNBC and CNN with Trayvon Martin. That is all coming up today here on this syndicated broadcast. I'll give the number out coming up at the start of the next segment. In fact, let me just move here in the stack from right to left today and begin with what's happening with Obama's airstrikes that started last Thursday against IS, Islamic State, formerly ISIS, formerly Al-Qaeda. And there are some whoppers today. Obama says Iraq airstrike effort could be long-term. So the war never ended there. Now it's back on for the foreseeable future. And again, what is behind that? IS was set up for the last 4 years, given billions of dollars in eastern Syria by Turkey, by Israel, by Saudi Arabia, by Qatar, by NATO, by France, by the British, and by the United States. On record, you can just pull up hundreds of articles in the New York Times and even in the Council on Foreign Relations admitting that 60%+ of the fighters were Islamic State. And then our media would be like, well, that's why we need to get behind the nice fighters that only blow up the churches. They don't and only cut off the men's heads and rape the women. They don't kill the babies. And then the Al-Qaeda people, they even behead the children of the Christians and of the Sunnis, not the Shia. The Shia, not the Sunnis. And so they just play on your incredible ignorance and the general public's ignorance. They think that the people that are uninformed just have no idea what's even going on and can't find the Middle East if the countries even had names on them. And so now people ask, well, why is Obama bombing IS? Because they don't completely control it. They just funded it, helped radicalize it, gave it basis. IS is now even attacking Jordan, which helped arm them and train them probably more than any other country when it came to physical basis. Our military was made to tolerate IS bases on the border in the last 3+ years with Syria, with Iraq. Turkey has given artillery support and shelled the military of Syria that has been fighting them for 3+ years. And that's why a bunch of military officers in the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy all went public last year when we were going to bomb openly the Syrian capital and Syrian power plants and water treatment and military bases and airports so that Al-Qaeda could take over. It was a big backlash. It stunned the globalists, completely confused them. Bilderberg was beside itself from our sources. This is one of the main topics, how to spin it. And they decided to spin it by rebranding as ISIS, then as IS. They'll probably rename it a couple more times to then confuse everybody and sheep dip Al-Qaeda. And then we pointed out they would then come into Iraq when they started attacking 4 months ago in Fallujah. Our military was not allowed to strike back when their convoys came in by the hundreds of vehicles per convoy. Then the artillery was moved in. They were allowed to set up their state so they can't be kicked out. But now they've got to be contained when they try to go into Shiite areas in the east and south and into Kurd areas in the north. I did a special report on this Friday that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com titled Obama's Bombing of IS is a Hoax. And I want to retweet that at Real Alex Jones right now so folks can send that on to your friends and family. It's a 15-minute video, and it breaks down everything that's happening in that video with the documents, with the proof, even with the mainstream news articles. So that's what's happening currently on that front. Obama says Iraq airstrike effort could be long-term, and that's only to bomb them when they try to go into Kurdish areas to the north or when they try to go into south easterly areas in the east that are Shiite and Iranian controlled. This is the criminal breakup of Iraq and the areas mainly where the Christians lived in the traditionally central areas and western areas will now be expunged and the mass murder will continue. And you won't see any rioting by Christians, be they black or white or Hispanic, across the U.S. burning down grocery stores like we're seeing in Ferguson, Missouri, because hundreds of thousands of Christians have and will be now slaughtered. Have been and are going to be. They're, of course, what would you burn down to protest the fact that our government's arming people and protecting people to murder Christians and only now bombing them because they're killing Kurd minorities, about 10,000 of them, hiding up on a mountain, which I'm all for bombing ISIS, by the way. You notice I'm only for bombing people the globalists created and are protecting. I'm never for bombing any of these countries. I'm never for attacking Libya, never for attacking Syria, never for getting involved with trying to overthrow the Egyptian government and put al-Qaeda basically in charge, the Muslim Brotherhood. See, the globalists are for the toppling of all those regimes. I was against it. Now, they didn't want to bomb ISIS when their convoys were pouring in 4 months ago. Because then they could have been taken out easily. Now that they're in place, you'll have a few bombings of some old broken artillery and, you know, to basically send the message, hey, don't come here in the backs of your Toyotas with your 50 calibers and your Stinger missiles or we'll bomb you. See how sick that is? A message from ISIS to the U.S. Islamist militants tweet gruesome images of dead American soldiers and vow to blow up U.S. embassies as terrorist convoy is wiped out in second round of airstrikes. But only teaching them you don't get the Kurd oil. Basically, Europe's agreed to get that third. And then Saudi Arabia and others, they get the west. The Iranians get the east and part of the south. See, this is a deal to break the country up. And so ISIS is being told, no, 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 no. You can kill all the Christians you want and all the Muslim minorities you want. You just can't go into the Kurd areas, okay? Think about how sick that is. And you're not going to hear a word at your glitterbug church, your big mega church, about this week when you go to church. Clinton blames Islamic militants' rise on Obama, French news agency. Hillary Clinton came out and basically said she liked George Bush 2 weeks ago on CNN. Now she's saying she wouldn't have open borders like Obama's doing. Now she came out and said, well, you know, we don't need too much more gun control. Pure baloney. She runs Obama. Clinton's run Obama on record. So this is pure mindless positioning for moron, yellow dog, Ku Klux Klan, Southern Democrats who want their welfare checks to go vote for Hillary. That's how dumb they think you are. Here's another one. Hillary Clinton, failure to help Syrian rebels led to the rise of ISIS. That's right. Remember, they said we need to have air bombing campaigns of the Syrian forces or al-Qaeda will get a training base in Syria and take over the Middle East. While they were through the Turkish ambassador from Benghazi, who was there that day, giving the heavy weapons, the artillery, the Stinger missiles, the TOW missiles, the Chinese Red Arrows, all of it, anything the CIA could buy. Hundreds of thousands of machine guns bought from the U.S., sent over there, just everything. Then they think you're so dumb now. Oh, we didn't topple Assad. That's why Al-Qaeda's doing this. Oh, I'm sure Al-Qaeda would have been, you know, not bad at all if they would have got Syria. See, they need them to get a country. So they're making a new country for them to now terrorize everything, attack the U.S., hijack jets, blow up embassies, kill our military to keep the war going. See how that works?
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to harvestright.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from harvestright.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away, folks. And until we wake up, we're not going to get any of it back. A servile population will be slaves. A cowardly population will be the property, the vassals of others. And in this tyranny that we live in, they will even steal our consciousness, our free will. So Hillary Clinton says that Obama didn't do enough to hand Syria over to the rebels, who were mainly al-Qaeda. And so because he didn't give enough to al-Qaeda, that's the reason now al-Qaeda's changed its name and taken over much of Iraq and is now running around wildly murdering everybody. I have photos here today of small children holding up people's heads that have been chopped off in Iraq. And again, this has all been part of a strategic plan to shut down any sovereign nation that is sustainable. The globalists want to do the very same stuff here. They just can't get away with it yet. Hillary Clinton, failure to help Syrian rebels led to rise of ISIS. That's right. And then they give all this twisted logic explaining it. And people read the New York Times and think they're real smart, or read the Atlantic. And, oh, you read the New York Times? Oh, you're an intellectual. Laura Ingraham has come out and said Iraq is worse off now than under Saddam Hussein. Yeah, so why did you support the bipartisan Republicans and Democrats toppling Hussein in 1991 and then in 1999 with the Clinton's bombing, and then in 2003 and then his capture in 2007, on and on and on? She says after 11 years, Iraq is worse off and that Obama's doing a terrible job. No, he's not. But I appreciate you telling part of the truth, Laura. You're a smart lady. She's been around a long time. Wasn't she in the Reagan administration? She's getting ready to run for office. I'd like to be able to support somebody like her. She's good on guns and taxes and things, but really bad on warmongering. Did any of these wars turn out good for anybody? Our troops? Our country? We're in debt, and we got a dead million Iraqis plus, and that's on our name until we repent of it. The Iraqis were some of the most pro-Western people in the whole Middle East, folks, until we screwed them over for more than two decades. And both political parties and the political class are behind it, and now they're breaking the country in three parts again, giving Saudi Arabia a third, Iran a third, and basically the EU a third. And we all paid for it. That's what a joke this country's become. Oh, look at this headline out of the Washington Post, so intellectuals can read it and learn about things. Fighters abandoning al-Qaeda affiliations to join Islamic State. U.S. officials say, you mean IS and ISIS are like an al-Qaeda, a new name? Oh, my. Oh, that is very intellectual. We told you day one when all this started. Really about 8 months ago when they started taking Fallujah, but 4 months ago when they dubbed themselves ISIS, that it was al-Qaeda being globalist funded and directed. Again, think of how sensationally evil that is. And the public is so confused that I have so-called intellectuals stop me on the street, or I talk to their talk show hosts and they're like, yeah, I really think we ought to be bombing ISIS, Alex. Yes, they're really bad. Why are you criticizing Obama? He's finally doing something. I thought you didn't like those people. Meanwhile, I've been telling people about it before it even started. Yes, I want to bomb ISIS. I want them all dead. Every stinking last one of them. They are a bunch of murdering, psychopathic, child-killing scum. But who's more evil? The crazy al-Qaeda ISIS people, where you don't get to join their club unless you're totally out of your mind? So the most radical becomes the leader? Or the globalists that have been protecting and funding them and giving them weapons since 1979 with Zbigniew Brzezinski. And then the next administration of Ronald Reagan, and then George Herbert Walker Bush, and then Clinton, Clinton, and then Bush, Bush, and now Obama, Obama. That's what's evil, is the corporate globalist interest that are creating full spectrum dominance where they dump out a whole hive of wasps or hornets into your house, and then they show up, knock on the door 5 minutes later when you run out of your house. Or they come in your backyard and go, want to go back in your house? I'm a hornet killer. You know, pay me and I'll go take the hornets out. So he goes in, gets some of the hornets, kills a few, puts them back in another hive, goes to the next neighbor, sticks them in there. I mean, it's the same deal, ladies and gentlemen. over again, and we're too stupid to figure it out. We're going to come back and get into the riots.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottle 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow or the next day. James O'Keefe has struck again of the Veritas Project. Stories up on drudgereport.com. He was able to go across the border and then dress up like Osama bin Laden in camouflage with a turban on his head, swim across the Rio Grande. What a genius idea. Why didn't we think of that? Just to illustrate how wide open it is. I think we should have like three of our guys go down in one of those big expensive costumes as like a Chinese dragon and then show that go across, dress up like Hitler and Bozo the Clown. Just to illustrate how absolutely ridiculous it is. He's almost dressed like Justin Bieber in diaper pants, if you see the video. And we're also posting that to InfoWars.com, where it is now posted up on InfoWars.com. There's a lot of other crazy news out there, like famous race car drivers with shock video running over and killing another driver. No criminal charges imminent. Stewart threatened to run over driver 2 years ago following wreck. And, you know, when it's pretty obvious, you notice they don't arrest people. But then when an ESPN host admits he hit his girlfriend once when she hit him years ago, he gets suspended. See, oh, Nerf gun in your backyard, you're suspended from school, even though there's no law or regulation saying they can do that. Or, oh, you had a leaking sprinkler, so $700 fines. But, oh, you run somebody over in front of everybody, and you're this big race car driver icon. Well, nothing happens, see. It's all about stuff that's for the general public or people that haven't actually done something wrong. That's what this globalism, political correctness is all about. All over the country, superintendents are freaking out over, quote, asinine, we don't have enough teachers, and now we have to hire food police. That's out of the newspaper, EganNews.org, where in Atlanta, Georgia, they're not allowed to have any type of cake or ice cream or bake sales now under federal rules. Since when did the feds tell Atlanta, Georgia they couldn't have bake sales? Since when do private schools? My children were going to a Christian private school, one of the best in Austin, 2 years ago. Very nice people, but they had days twice a year where it was food and video shown of Michelle Obama telling you what to eat, or they didn't get accreditation. This is the brainwashing that we're under in this country. That's just some of the news that's coming up. I want to take your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. What do you make of the bombing of ISIS? I'm all for bombing ISIS so they don't take over the Kurdish areas of northern Iraq, one-third of the nation. But they were allowed to come in and were not bombed when they were taking over major cities in the West and major oil fields in the last 6-8 months, calling themselves ISIS the last four, and allowed to even advance up to Baghdad, because they've now been given that area as a permanent state to then carve out half of Syria is the new country, Islamic State. And our government helped them do that. That was the admitted Pentagon plan under Brzezinski and others. Wesley Clark talked about it 5 years ago, to take over those countries, eight of them, and then break them all in 2 to 4 pieces. 2, 3, or 4 pieces. And again, it's to sow destabilization. They're not breaking Iraq in 3 pieces. I've seen CNN go, well, we'll probably partition the country in 3 pieces down the road. Iraq was never supposed to be a country anyways. And all the pseudo-intellectuals go, yeah, so I guess it's okay. No, it's not okay. You get rid of the stabilizing central government. It brings people electricity and water. After 20-plus years of siege and war and over 1 million dead Iraqis conservatively, and this mass war crime the West has committed against them, Saudi Arabia attacks us reportedly on 9/11, so we attack Iraq, on and on and on and on, because Iraq's the key country in the middle of Jordan and Syria and Lebanon and Israel, all bordering it, and Iran and Russia, and Turkey. It's right in the middle, so the globalists want to control it so they can build proxy armies in it to just absolutely destabilize everything. I mean, it makes me want to vomit. And I want to get off that subject. I've got like 12 stacks, 14 stacks of news over here. I don't know, I covered one stack. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Document cam shot. I just said 12. I always say 12. But I people think I exaggerate. I normally underestimate. So I had a bunch more stacks than I said. Okay? Just stacks everywhere. Look at all these stacks. Do a wide shot. There's too many stacks. I mean, there are just stack upon stack upon stack upon stack upon stack. All more insane than the last. And I haven't even gotten your calls yet. 800-259-9231. And the phone system's crashed, guys, so if I'm going to get to those calls, we need to reboot that. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, doing the best I can here, I'm going to get into this other news, just mention it, and then go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Now, continuing here, I decided right as I went on today to do a end of summer back to brainwashing special, because it is time to go back to the government training centers, time to go back to the government-run, state-run churches, time to tune back into the state-run media, time to have all the traffic intensify, time to have all the crime, you know, build back up and the rest of it, everything that comes with the back-to-school time. And all the vaccines and all the lies about how it's the law to take vaccines to go to school and how we'll all die from pandemics if we don't take the vaccines. It's time to have another winter with all the flesh-eating bacteria and MRSA and all the drug-resistant bacteria is killing people, and time for the flu to come back and time for the big dark winter and the rest of it. So I thought we would celebrate this great tragedy with 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call the toll-free number. It could be a book. It could be a film. It could be stacks of InfoWars magazine at cost. It could be the designer Molon Labe belt buckles that are almost sold out. We made 1,000 of these. They're numbered in the nickel ones, and then there's the bronze Molon Labe come and take it belt buckles, and we got 500 of each. And we actually made 500 of the nickel and only 250, but haven't numbered up in the bronze. So the bronze has sold out. 250 more coming, that'll sell out. The nickel, I think there's like 10 of them left. And when it's gone, it's gone. They're numbered on the back. The others are getting smelted right now. So, again, we have those limited edition. That's 10% off those. Normally, a designer belt buckle made in the USA like this would cost $100. They're $45 normally. 10% off, it's even less. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 10% off the entire InfoWars Life line of products. That's even the Survival Shield and Fluoride Shield, already discounted 30-plus percent. That's an additional 10% off already, everything that's for sale. We're not allowed to go more than 10% off on ProPure, the water filters. We already had the lowest price anywhere, so that's normally 10% anyways, so just 10%. Now, what is the code? Put 10 in at checkout, and it will give you the new total, and then you hit complete your order. You put 10 in to the shopping cart at checkout and get 10% off on everything. The books, the videos, the films, the documentaries, just everything that is on InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is just a subdirectory of InfoWarsStore.com. So everything is there. 10% off the already discounted Made in America apparel at MadeIn1776.com. Chuck Baldwin's Romans 13 book, The True Meaning of Submission, second edition. He's coming on in the next hour. That is discounted 10% off the already lowest price. Everything. And we're going to run this special until next Monday, and that's it. Promo code 10, as in Marilyn Monroe in her prime. 10, 10, ladies and gentlemen, and you get 10% off across the board, and that also gets you a deal, high-quality products, and funding, the very tip of the spear in information warfare. And also know it's expensive sending people back to the trauma-based mind control, trendy training, political correctness, brainwashing facilities. So, again, we want to just give everybody 10% off, promo code 10. And I'll also send a mass email out today, everybody that signed up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, with the word on that 10% off, running it until next week. So, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And that's all she wrote. I will quit plugging that. I want to thank you all for your support. Please be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates as well by supporting their local sponsors or becoming sponsors. Here's another headline. Crucified by the Caliphate Monsters. Remember Glenn Beck used to warn folks about the Caliphate, and MSNBC made fun of him? We would warn folks about the West funding it as well. We would get made fun of. Oh, calls itself the caliphate. Iraq descends into apocalypse as Islamic State fanatics seize towns and tell terrified minority Muslims, by noon today, we will kill all of you. What nice people. And then Obama can pose as the savior after being right in the middle of the West, creating and funding these people, creating this new conglomerate, and then he can now grandstand and do... I saw the footage. They didn't show crisp, up-close, infrared gun footage. They showed blown out where you couldn't tell what was happening, and I looked, didn't even look like artillery they were bombing. I mean, there's thousands of pieces of artillery they've captured from those Iraqi bases, and they show two pieces of artillery being blown up, or they show a couple trucks being blown up. I mean, I don't even think they're bombing any of these guys. They're letting them get strong, take over Iraq, a third of Iraq, build up their command base, and go smashing back into Assad. And then Hillary says, oh, yes, we've got to bomb Assad to stop them. That's how dumb they think we are. I mean, it is just total Twilight Zone. So I'm done talking about that. I want to go to your phone calls. But first, this story is so huge. I'm going to talk about this with Chuck Baldwin. Remember 6 years ago, we got the secret documents from state police officer in Missouri. And then we were able to get another document a week later from a federal marshal. And to show how bad the surveillance is in this country, they found out who the state police guy was, and he got in trouble. It later blew over. And he since got promoted. So that's a message about doing the right thing. He got in trouble at first, but admired by people later. And in my experience, I didn't do all this because I knew I'd win. I did it because my instinct was fight tyranny. But I always get heat when I do the right thing from the world, from the media, from the system at first. But as soon as you go through that fire, when you do it for the right reasons, you generally get rewarded on the other side, folks. When you give in to evil, you end up getting rewarded up front, but hurt later. Isn't that what the Bible says? Do evil, you get rewarded up front, get hurt later. Do the right thing, get hurt up front, get rewarded later. That's just weird logic, but that's how it works. But the reason I mention that is it shows the surveillance, folks. They went and found out where he had faxed it to me, and went and sent people in, FBI. 2 weeks later, they called him in front of his, because he was a supervisor. He was mid-level. And then here came the FBI, saying, why did you send that to Alex Jones? But with the federal marshal, he knew how to send it to us. Snail mail, wearing gloves in case they were coming to grab it. Snail mail, wearing gloves, and you just put a different address, one that's not yours, on the envelope. It's like Matt Drudge said, you got to meet in parking garages. And back when NSA people and high-level telecom engineers would meet me, they would never tell me they were coming. They wouldn't stalk me. They would find out where I lived, or they would be waiting in the parking lot, or they would come to a public event I was at, and then sit in the parking lot waiting, and then give it to me. And they'd be wearing a hat on top of it, folks, because of face scanning cameras. And they would say, wait a few weeks till you report on this. And then they would drive off again in their brand new Suburban or their brand new Mercedes. Because these were all senior people that would give me all the intel before anybody else had it. And I didn't mean to run off into a rabbit trail. It's just when I see a headline like this, I have flashbacks to the fact that we broke all this. Remember 8 years ago, the preacher that gave us the secret clergy response team documents, he faxed that from one of those mailbox places, mailbox, et cetera, type places. And we posted the documents where they had hired most of the preachers in the country to work for the FBI or the CIA, and even given them brainwashing manuals, the big mega churches, name it and claim it, how to condition and manipulate the public. But even small churches have it, and to give them faith-based initiative money. It started under Bush, but accelerated under Obama. And they came in a week later to the hospital where he was an administrator. He had a church on the side, pretty good-sized church, and said, we're going to get you fired from the hospital. And they got him fired from the hospital for separately giving us those documents. I mean, what an evil government, ladies and gentlemen, for letting you know what Obama now says publicly. Obama says extremist ideology that's taken over the GOP, balkanization of the media, has blocked my agenda. Yeah, what did Clinton say in the White House documents that came out a few months ago from his library that they were able to get through FOIA request, the Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah, that we can't let the public ever have their own media. We've got to discredit any media that isn't controlled by us, calling them conspiracy theorists. And he goes on to say that radicals have taken over the Republican Party and that they're basically extremists and that they're the biggest threat to the country. We'll see what Homeland Security says. They're preparing with the tanks, with the armor, with the police for war against the people that want to save this nation. You understand that? And they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us just as sure as the sun came up. We're trying to stop them by exposing their game plan, folks. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This is really happening. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing
government will give 15,000 Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda and blow up a sub-embassy and kill everybody to cover it up. You think they'll stage a terror attack in America to blame it on their political opposition when the Republican and Democratic leadership have been doubling down money against the Tea Party the last 2 years running, trying to shut them down? You think they might do something to frame us when they have a history of doing it before? I'm risking my life, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know that, to tell you these truths. My family's been threatened. I've been threatened over and over again. And I'm not saying I'm a hero. I don't want to see these people win and totally destroy our country. Our borders are wide open while IS has hundreds of thousands of fighters in the Middle East total. They had at least 200,000 affiliated with this group in Syria that have been in and out of there, and they can now walk right across our border. They're heavily financed. And when the terror attacks come, they will use the attacks to take our liberties by more armored vehicles, more helicopters that will never even be used against ISIS. They'll be used against gun owners, veterans, Christians, and conservatives, and libertarians. I don't mean to go off on a jag. I want to go to your phone calls. I haven't even gotten into the riots in Missouri. We'll get into that with Chuck Baldwin as well. Incredible political correctness. I said I'd get into the AI computers. I'll do that at 1 o'clock at the start of the third hour. It's so important. Remind me, guys, to do that. There's some very important news about what the robot metrics are going to do, replacing humans. That's been the plan all along, but it's now in a major government study. So all that and more coming up. Let's go to your phone calls. Jesse, Chris, Lisa, Fred, Weldon, and others. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on air, man. Something that I wanted to bring up and bring attention to was I was looking last night on Twitter and the hashtag, a message from ISIS to U.S. I don't know. It's something that's been freaking me out. I mean, I spent like a good 30 minutes looking at the tweets from ISIS, and these guys are like, you know, I don't know if these are hoaxes or not, but they're already taking pictures apparently within the U.S. and saying we are everywhere, we're here. And then they're like,
oh, no, this is a major radical Islamic revolution funded by the globalists. And I meant to get on the phone with Paul this weekend and say what you're saying. And I don't want to be a drama queen either. But one reason I'm getting really mad is there are well-known websites that have been attacking me for years that are openly promoting ISIS and saying they're part of it. And so we even have ISIS groups, people affiliated with it, threatening us right now. And I'm really getting sick of it, man. Our government lets a bunch of these people in. They're running all over us. And then they use the threat of their people to then create a police state to point it at Ron Paul and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and the free press. It makes me want to vomit. In fact, let me get Paul on the phone right now. I meant to do that because I saw the tweets that our government allows ISIS. Remember a month ago? Oh, we need to let ISIS keep tweeting. We track them that way. Give me a break, folks. Again, if you were Obama and the globalists, how do you take over America? You fund a terrorist group, let them attack us, and then take our freedom when you run the group. How sick is that? Does that make you angry?
Hell yes, it does. I mean, these guys are even tweeting, like, you know, 9/11 part 2 coming soon. Like, that's not funny, man. Like, you know, anything could probably happen.
I've had enough of it. I tell you, it makes me mad. It makes me want to really, I'm just getting sick of it. And, of course, the public has no idea our government is funding it because it's not our government. It's globalist offshore banks that want to bring the country down. That's why the border's wide open. And Obama can activate his operatives through Al Sharpton and others and have the inner city folks burn everything down at the same time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.